This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. And as I promised you, I am joined on the line by a friend of the show and of the station. We have heard his mixes on different shows and we love his music that he drops, right? He has a new song out now. And he joins me on the line to share with us all about the new music. Adventure Family helped me welcome the one, the only, Lerato Phetla. But we all know and love him as a Chip Kings. Exe, shap fere
gunjani. Hello to the listeners.
Big shout out to you, my brother. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show. We really do appreciate it.
Really appreciate you guys having me on the show again.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that, and I'm like, the last time we spoke, you know, you were here with me and we were chatting about your latest hits, and you said you'll be back when there is new music. So a big shout out to you for keeping to your word, man.
Nah, thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for the support, and thank you again for giving me the platform.
One time. As someone who is now based, you know, in Gauteng, would you say this proves, you know, to be an advantage for someone who wants to do the most in the music industry?
Yeah, I mean, I can really agree with you on that, because, you know, if you look at it, most artists that we do as a piano artist, we'd love to work with are based in Gauteng.
Yeah.
You know, so it becomes a bit more difficult when you're still back at home in Limpopo. But yeah, I think it has really helped me a lot moving to Gauteng, because it's given more exposure in the industry.
No, makes sense. You have a new single out, your first one of 2026. I mean, your last drop was in March 2025 with Fede Shaw, right? Why do you think you took, you know, that time, or you took such, you know, a break in terms of dropping more music?
You know, it's actually funny, because the topic we just spoke of now, moving to Gauteng,
yeah,
that was the transition of me moving to Gauteng fully, you know. So I had to, like, put my foot down, get based, and then, you know, when I was ready and fine, then I was ready to start dropping music. But I think for the whole year, it's been an issue of also trying to find myself in terms of what is it that I want for me now before I drop music.
Makes sense. Yeah, it really does. And I mean, your new single is out. Congratulations on that release, man. Big moves.
Thank you so much.
You know, it is called Sbari Makoti. It is alongside Lihleza, Small SP, Soulful, Disciple, you know, to name a few. But tell us about the song, man. What was the inspiration behind the song?
Okay, the inspiration behind the song is actually, I remember when there was this big trend, becoming something.
Where
there was the new law that was passed that men cannot take women's
surnames.
So it was actually done around that time and around that era, because we've got a lot of socioeconomic challenges that we're going through in life, where you find that a man is not really able to stand for himself. So the concept of the song actually comes from, so the term Sbari Makoti, it comes from Ogrele Auti, Mara is very dependent on the album side or on the album side.
Yeah, these titles, man.
No, but man, let me tell you, it's just, I'm being, the challenges, we've got a lot of social diverse challenges in South Africa, so the song was actually centralized around that idea.
Nah, it makes perfect sense, man. It does. It really makes perfect sense. But, you know, it's so funny, when I saw, you know, Lihleza on the credits, I was expecting him to come through with those crazy lines, whoa, hey, whoa, and stuff like that. What, like, so what role did he play in making the song?
Yeah, so what happened was, actually, this was actually like a surprise drop for the industry, because it's something that's outside his comfort zone. Yeah, so basically when we started the song, he's actually the last feature on the song. Yeah, so he took it, and then because he heard the song, he actually heard the song from Kaza. Then he was at Kaza's place, and then he heard the song, and then he played the song, and then there was actually the first version of the song. This is actually the one we dropped was not the first version of the song.
Oh, so he cooked it here and there to...
Asked me, can he be on the song? And I was like, yeah, and then send me the project, then I sent him the project, and then he worked on it. But he said to me, I'll just change a few things in terms of the beat and everything, and then he got it mastered when he got it, and then he brought it back. But in terms of vocals, he was very intrigued and happy with what the storyline had.
That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah, so he was like, I'm done. I don't know why he won't get one game. You know, so yeah, so that's something actually new and different for him. And yeah, I think people have also received it nicely to see him there as a nice job surprise.
Yeah, no, that's very true. I mean, as you mentioned, that it is out of his comfort zone. And as much as you've explained, you know, the title of the song, the direction of the song, but what are you hoping, you know, the listener takes away from this beautiful jam?
Sorry, can you please say that?
So I'm saying, for example, now you mentioned, you know, the title of the song, what it actually stands for. But what are you hoping the listener actually takes away from this song?
Okay, for me, basically, we hoping that the listeners that are listening to the song, that they might... If you listen to the second, to the chorus of the song, the way where Miss Reedy sings, she says, because every time they were right about that part.
Big shout out to you for that, man. Before I let you go, 2026, we are almost wrapping up the month of May, right? What are the plans for Chip Kings as a brand? What is Chip Kings going to be, you know, dropping? Is there more music coming? Is there an EP? What are the plans for Chip Kings for the rest of 2026?
Yeah, I can certainly. It's very funny how Capricorn always gets the first scoop of what's happening.
of course, my brother. You are from here.
I agree with you. I've got another surprise drop end of June.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna say much about it. But I've got another surprise drop end of June. Then I've got another one, June, July. I think around August, September, I should drop a 4-track EP.
Yeah.
And then I think that will be it for the year, you know, because this year I actually was just using it so much to reintroduce myself because I haven't been dropping for so long.
Yeah. So just within the new spaces where you stay now, you know, people finding out who you really are on that side and now, you know, moving forward with that, you know, with that sound especially.
Yeah. I think that's what we're working. And the thing is, that's something I'm very excited for the project that are coming because there's a new sound that I'm working on. So I hope that once the songs come, people really accept and enjoy it because we're trying to work something different.
Yeah. No, most definitely.
But it's still piano, but with a fusion of something.
Okay. Nah, man, all the best with that. My brother, thank you so much for coming through. Where can people get a hold of you on the socials and maybe for bookings?
Okay, on social medias, on Instagram, it's Chip Kings. TikTok, it's Chip Kings. Then Twitter and Facebook, it's Lerato Petra. And then for bookings, on my bio, the details will be there on for bookings.
Once again, my brother, thank you so much. All the best in your future endeavors. We can't wait.
Thank you so much, my brother.
And God willing for the EP as well. But yeah, thank you so much for coming through and sharing moment with us.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you to the listeners and thank you to Capricorn FM for always pushing and supporting me.
One time. Peace, my brother.
Sure.
And that was Chip Kings on the line, right? Spoke to the brother about this beautiful song and the journey that he is on.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.